Message number 39. The warning, second coming close, chance to save your souls. Wednesday, January 12, 2011 at 15:00. My daughter, my message yesterday was harsh. Many reading it will say, this is not the way the Lord speaks. But how do they know? It is because of the suffering that is being endured by my beloved children at the hands of others that I must speak out. I speak out because of my divine mercy in order to help save you, my children, so that we can be united as one holy family in the new paradise. I do not want to lose one single soul to the deceiver. It is important that my voice is heard. Non-believers find it so difficult. I understand that for many of my children, especially those non-believers, they find it very difficult to believe in the next life. They are so conditioned by worldly matters that in their struggle to survive they have neglected their spirituality to such an extent they don't believe that there is another life at all. They now need to consider. They believe that all ends after death and that the only world they need to worry about is the one they live in right now. How I am distressed for these misguided souls. If they could only experience a glimpse of what paradise provides, they would spend their days in prayer and adoration to me and my eternal Father in praise and thanks. This new world that I have promised them is a reality. Praise to the believers who have never forgotten this fact and who still pray to me every day. How I love my followers, but how I suffer for them too. These devout followers do everything they can to convince others of my existence. Then they are laughed at and scorned on my behalf. How this breaks my heart. How the departed pine for all those left with no faith. How your loved ones pine for you all on the other side, non-believers. For those of you whose loved ones are at peace in my Father's kingdom, they constantly pray to intercede on your behalf. What you do not realize is this. If you take time to speak with me privately, in your own words, and ask me for guidance, even if your faith is lukewarm, then I will respond. And you will know that I have responded. Turn to me now, children. In your own words, and ask me to restore your faith. Consider my teachings through these messages and through the Bible, and remind yourselves what way you must live your lives. I will through my mercy reveal to you your grievances against my teachings and every sin and offense you have committed throughout your life very soon. Not judgment day, but a taste of what it will be like. This is an act of mercy on my part. You will see your sins and understand immediately how they appear to me. Instantly you will understand clearly how offensive they are and wrong. This is your chance, children, to repent. This is not judgment day, but a taste of what it will be like. Out of mercy you are being given the greatest gift of all before judgment day, the chance to repent and change your life before the final day, the time when I arrive back on this earth. I come, as you know, not as a savior then, but as a just judge. That time is now close, my children. Do not fear. I love you all. You are in my heart. Allow me to enter yours now and let me guide you to my Father's kingdom. Never fear death. Death will simply be a doorway into a new beautiful life of blissful eternity full of love, peace, and happiness. Life on earth, only a passage in time. Your life on earth is simply a passage in time. It can be full of love, joy, pain, rejection, fear, anger, despair, frustration, and sadness. But it is only when you turn to me that your pain will ease. Blessed are those who suffer, and especially in my name, for you will be glorified in my Father's kingdom. Blessed too are those who turn back to me, for there will be great rejoicing in heaven. You will be welcomed into my new paradise. Pray for your souls and those of your families now. The warning will take place soon. Then you will know the truth. You will then have the chance to redeem yourself in my eyes. I love you all. I rejoice because I know that so many more of my children will now turn back to me and God the Eternal Father, as the time for the end times draws very close now. Be prepared. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ.